Because when you just in relaxed mind mode, you know, you're not always dressed like Bam Bam all the time. So whenever you're dressed in relaxed mind mode, like a lot of beautiful moms are, they don't accentuate their curves all the way. But so then y'all got to take stuff off to put some of us on. They get to see a first in hand and go, whoa, wait, where did that come from? Like, hey, I'm telling people, y'all better stop sleeping with these slim women because they be the ones that's the biggest surprises.
It was funny, though, because we had to wait in the back before we walked out, and I get so hyper whenever I do a photo shoot, so it was just that's the same effect. So I'm back there just jumping around and just acting funny. They're like, can you calm down? You cannot walk out there like that.
Yes,
I was just too
old, man. I ain't too embarrassed to say it, but I felt sneaking outfit and stuff. I just feel so, oh my man, nothing to make my spirit so strong is because I've been on this weight loss journey. Been doing pretty good with it. So I'm starting to look a little good. And just being able to fit stuff you haven't been able to fit in a while. Oh my God. Like Valentine's Day, I was looking like I was looking like a goddamn sharpshooter. You couldn't stop me from can't nobody tell me nothing on Valentine's Day. I had because I went out, shot the bar, Louie, man, it was crunk as heck. And especially when I do what I do, because I go to any, just throw me in a spot, I'm gonna turn that mug up easily. But, and like you said, there's two things that won't defeat. There's one thing that definitely won't defeat me is alcohol. I don't really drink that much, but when I do, it doesn't defeat me too much. But, anyways.
I will not allow alcohol to defeat me.
Like, I wore some dress pants. Nice dress pants. I had no red. A red button up. I had on a black bow tie, the black suspenders, the black dress shoes, the nerd glasses. I did not kind of play. And the funniest thing I said, so this one dude, this one guy walked to me and goes, dude, man, you look sharp as heck, man. Oh, what? So, you know, lies are going on and on. He said, man, what inspired you wear that outfit, man? You look sharp as heck. I was like, man, this is my text somebody girlfriend tonight outfit. I just be talking trash. I never really be had stuff to say. So I was like, what's that kind of stuff I'd say? I was just goofing around like, this is my text someone's girl outfit tonight. And yeah, it was fun.
I'm a Facebook you that dress because I took a picture. And I was like, you know what? We're gonna take a picture to commemorate that I was able to get it on.
Oh, you Facebooking me? I'm exclusive. Shout out to that. This is why you're a coach.
Yeah.
You're right. I get the exclusives, but
well, it's because I don't know if the designer wants me putting it all out there, but. I know you're not about to put it all out there like that.
Right. I mean, hey, that's what it
is. This dress she designed. I love her clothes. I really do. Especially considering the fact that they were all tiny and I was able to get them all.
But, you know what's the trip? Like, where was at Bar Louie on Saturday? I was like, oh, it might be that way. But I just something that's told me no, wouldn't have. It was actually a lot. Most of the people that were there were single. I was very surprised.
Wow.
Very surprised. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Park behind there. I was like, what? This is a great day. I ain't gotta feel wet because I'm sitting here. You know, and some of the people that's some of the couples looking at me like, man, I want to be that dude. He having fun. That's exactly. I'm not, like, everybody don't realize this. When you go to the club or the bar or whatever, it does not always mean that it always has to be that you going, you try to take somebody home and see who you can F tonight or whatever. That's not always the case.
That
I don't
is
know why.
Ridiculous.
And actually, I think that's why a lot of women get so insecure when a dude did to them, because they think that's what everyone's trying to do. Like, me? Like, I tell this joke a lot. I go in there. When I go to ideas people, I go home, and they're the last thing I'm thinking about. It's like, I have fun, I'm going home. Like, it's just not that serious. It's not saying they ain't never hollered at nobody from, at a bar or club before, but that's not my motive every time I go out. I just go out to have fun, and for me, I dance with my goddamn self. Like, a lot of people, I always find this interesting, JoJo. A lot of people always say this, I can't dance. Like, the key to dancing is not giving a darn. Yes, don't care, just have fun, and just do you. Like, doing
stuff.
There's
a lot of people that can't dance, and they just go out and they have fun, and they enjoy themselves. That's all you gotta do.
And so people be seeing me like, damn, this dude, he be going hard, like, dang, he be working. But if he knows to a professional, dancing academy or something, they might say, oh, he all right. But to the regular everyday person, they think I'm like the best dancer around the world because for me, I don't care. I just be doing stuff. And it's not about what a lot of people do is when they show they dancing, they do too much thinking instead of just having fun. I just have fun, do whatever. You're going
to
be good,
that.
Man.
You're supposed to let loose.
Just stay on the beat. Stay on the beat. You'll be good to go. And, you know, Cardo said for me personally, when I hear a girl got a big butt says she can't dance, Cardo sin. No, it's not right. And that's why these slim chicks that know how to dance, you know, they're like, oh, they go and get these butt shots because they try to be the girl with the big butt that can dance. Like, man, I teach them that all the time, too. When you get to the club, stop offering jokes for the girl that got the big butt because they ain't always the answer to the girl that can dance the best. Because those slim chicks, you be in there like, whoa. That'll give you a run for your money. So, yes, people, come correct. Just have a good time, see yourself.
Yep.
And it was kind of crazy because then I went to the after hours afterwards. And
what?
We had this after hours here that's pretty dope. Matter of fact, what? One of the DJs who actually threw a party for Human Canvas before. He was DJing on Friday. On Saturday night. And it was pretty crunk. Like, a lot of people, because it's like more of a, that's what it's like, more hood people there. You know, me, I'm like from the hood, but some people might not even see me as hood because I don't act what they think being from the hood is or whatever. But shout out to people who got conversations from the hood that respect me for being me. Shout out to them. But anyways, like, I'm all dressed up or whatever. And it's always fun because when I go to a hood club and people don't know me, they see me and they're like, man, who this old dressed up dude here, male preppy dude? And then I had to remind them real quick and I'm going to take that one song that come on and I get a male dance floor and I'll be showing people why are people like enamored by, man, this dude be getting it. So. Big ups to that, man. Like, you just got to have fun with it. Stop worrying about what people got to say about you. But, yeah, I'm going to go to a quick song break. We come back. Today's show
Kevin
is entitled, today's show is entitled President's Day, National Side Piece Day, and Breakup Day. Why? It's because we're talking about Post-Valentine's Day. Of course, that's why it's a Post-Valentine's Day show. Because it's AKA National Side Piece Day, AKA Breakup Day. Because, see, I'm going to tell you why today is National Side Piece Day and Breakup Day. because usually the 15th is side piece day, breakup day, depending on what day of the week the 15th hits. The 15th happened to be on Sunday, so right, it was on Sunday this year, so people were like, I still got to hang out with the regular boo first. And then on Monday, which today is the 16th, now it's back to regular week. Now the side piece is getting the love now. And somebody getting broken up with today. There's a lot of people getting broken up with or in their feelings. So we will be roasting about that. And today is President's Day. How interesting is that? All this stuff happened on President's Day. And speaking of President's Day, what's one of the most iconic presidents who had something to do with a side piece? Bill Clinton. He had a side piece known as Monica Lewinsky. So, wow, National Side Piece Day on President's Day. What a coincidence. All right, y'all, we'll be back right to this. Right here on Lifeway that does live.
Are you playing Kevin Anthony?
Saturday J. Kid, just let me get my relax. You keep the suspense.
I just have to ask.
You take away the suspense. Just let me. You just sometimes you just let the stuff happen. It'll happen. You just let it happen. All right, so we'll be back to this. You got two songs coming at you. We'll be back. Don't move, because me and JoJo, we should have told y'all this show was coming for about a week and a half. The show's coming. We're gonna get ready to start roasting. So, y'all, you want to look out, come back. All right. First track. It's actually a song I have played a long, long time to start it off. And the person's like, what? You ain't played this song in a while. They're going to trip out and they hear this. So, this is off J-Dot, Mars, and then I'm going to go All I Want from Kevin Anthony right here on Life of the Dust Live. We'll be back.
I'm on my way to Mars, floating in this bitch, I don't even need a car. Bottles in my section, don't need to go to the bar. You fucking with a star, they know who we are. Double cup in my hand, chick saying I'm leaning. I ain't paid much for this shit, but you can't have none, I'm greedy. I'm fiending for that taste now, just knock me and Ace down. This purple got me floating, like I'm paralyzed from the waist down. I'm high, please don't kill my vibe. Mad room in my spaceship, just hop in my ride. Baby, tell me what your fix, I got whatever you like. I'ma get you right, I'ma get you right. I'm gone. Oh. For my smokers, yeah, this one for my chokers. My permission seems simple. Cell phone cup holders and to my pill poppers. Whatever gets you rocking, whatever gets you rolling. Yeah, you turned up and you know it. Just keep the perks flowing until you start dozing. Whatever does the job, whatever gets you to Mars. These mollies got me dancing with the stars. This coconut and rock got me charged. That's no lie. If I fall, I might die. I'm so high. Shorty next to me, she on the same note. She's so right. Now we both high. She just waiting for me to land it. I told her sex is better when you on another planet. We gone. Ho. Yeah, for my smokers. Yeah, this one for my chokers. My permission seems zippers. I say this one for my smokers. Yeah, this one for my chokers. My permission seems zippers. We gone.
RenaldoCreative.com/AfricanQueen. Bow down to me and become my loyal fan.
Welcome to the world of A Savage. That's me, and I'm a model from Sacramento, California. I'm actually also a model with I Am the Divine, and that is a very great, stable magazine where they really focus on individuality, and they're not your typical societal standard magazine in terms of what a model is supposed to look like. So they really embrace, again, individuality and everyone's individual views. So you should check them out there. And then part of that is Dust Spot. And so again, they're correlated, and I'm a model that as well. And again, it's based on a lot of the same things I just mentioned for I Am the Divine.
Nice.
All right, I got two orders of business to take care of. First, I need to give a shout out to PhotoBlush.com. Shout out to PhotoBlush.com, which is one of the up-and-coming rising photo retouching sites to go to. They're a very great service. You can check them out. If you are on DeathSpot.com, DeathSpot members, get a free trial. If you're not on DeathSpot.com, go join. It's free to be a member of the site and enjoy all the fruits that come with being a member. If you get a free trial with PhotoBlush by going to PhotoBlush.com, clicking start, upload a photo that you want to get retouched, type instructions. Like, for instance, if you want to add more makeup to a picture, make something really wild happen, like change the background, whatever, you can go and do that, type in the instructions that you want. And then when you go to the checkout part, type in the passcode Blush After Dusk. That's Blush, B-L-U-S-H, After Dusk, D-U-S-K. And that will allow you to get a free trial to enjoy getting pictures, see just how that service works. And another site I give love to, audible.com, which is home to millions and millions of audiobooks. You can go over there and you go download an audiobook of your choice for free, 30-day trial over there by going to audibletrial.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-D-Y out of the J. Go there and enjoy the 30 days and enjoy audiobooks, because sometimes you're on the go, you don't have time to read, but you do have time to listen. So go over there, check them out, and there you go. All right. I'll be back. You got to work today. But today, so I said today is President's Day, a.k.a. National Side Piece Day, a.k.a. Breakup Day. So what is that all about, ladies and gentlemen? Basically, it's a post-Valentine's Day celebration, or whatever you want to call it, or the observance, I guess would be the term you want to use. They say we're observing this holiday. It's an observance. But National Side Piece Day, Breakup Day. So many things go great, and so many people look out for you on this day, because some of you think, oh, it's not a special day. Ha ha, Sadie J. Not necessarily. If you really take time to think about it, all the good sales happen at this time. Like, you got the candy, the Valentine's Day candy on sale right now. You go to the store, rack up at Walgreens or whatever. You know, you can still go get those special Valentine's Day looking teddy bears and all that for a discounted price or whatever. And take them to your side piece. Bam, you're in the door still. You let them know that, hey, I get a chance to spend time with you this weekend for Valentine's. But guess what? I got you. I'm going to take care of you today. Take him some candy. Take him some other candy, if you know what I mean. There you go. We just got you taken care of. It's always breakup day. Breakup day. Why is it breakup day? Because this is usually a day that all these fake people who get got a relationship in for the convenience of Valentine's Day. Yeah, this is usually when they're starting to break up around this time, or sometime this week they will, because no important holidays where they can receive gifts will be coming up, so they're not really tripping. Because, you know, that's going to go on both sides of the spectrum, because some dudes know, man, if I buy this girl a gift, she's going to give me some. They buy a gift, and then, bam, they get some, and then they don't want nothing to do with it no more. And then on the female side, so they get their gift, and then, like, well, I got my gifts, cool, now I can go back to being single. And that's how I go. So this is usually breakup day as well. So, oh, my God, it's crazy. It's all happened. It's crazier because it's all leading to President's Day 2015. Who the heck set this up? Y'all are just crazy. You set it up. The calendar just couldn't have laid itself any better than this for all the great parody that goes into that. And man, President's Day. One of my craziest moments of reminding of presidents, actually back in the third grade, excuse me, I had to play Ulysses S. Grant. And it was just crazy because, like, they had put this fake beard on me. They had this crazy presidential looking suit. It was just wild. It was wild to the max. I'm like, what the heck? What's really going on? Like, I actually still had a VHS. Yes, VHS of it in my little child acting career, or whatever you want to call it, of having to play so many different things. That was one of the things, was playing the president. And so, yes, I had to play a president. I had to create a fake commercial for a fake product. I had to be this fake. We actually did Fort Worth history, so we had to do, famous figures in Fort Worth. So I was the one mailman, I forget his name, but he had lost one of his arms. So they had my arm tucked inside my jacket, looking like I only had one arm. It was ridiculous. All kind of stuff we had to do then. But, yeah, I had a little nice little acting career for school-wise, I should say. But, yes, there's more to come. So let me open the mic from my co-host, JoJo, and get her take on what is National Side Piece Day, a.k.a. Breakup Day, a.k.a. which is on President's Day 2015. Did y'all know? Okay, we lost for a second then. But, yes, man, it was just a crazy weekend. As I said, 21, this year, what made it a little easier was when I went out. Just because you were single and weren't in a couple, didn't mean that you were lame. It was a fun experience because people were having fun, and it wasn't about, hey, I'm in a relationship, I'm not in a relationship, or whatever. It was just people just genuinely having fun, and you forgot all about that. Until the DJ had that little moment, he played this song, and he was like, this for the couples. I'm like, all right, boo. I had my boo moment being funny. Plus, you got alcohol in your system, you can say a couple more boos, and... Yeah, this dude was just—he tripped me out with that one. But then he got back to business and was going in again. So, big ups to him because he's awesome. And oh my God, it's a beautiful day, man. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Like, well, I wouldn't change it. And. Wow, man! Like a lot of, that's a lot of great stuff that's been going on. It's been a great month. This has been a great month actually. And one of the surprising things I've been noticing this month, this is like the first issue of a magazine where my own city has shown so much support for the magazine, and they're the main folks buying this issue. Wow, it's like. It's overwhelming because, man, you always appreciate who supports you no matter where they're from. But when your own supports you, that just puts you another level. And having your own city support you it's like no other thing you can imagine because there you feel at home. It's having your own city say, you know what, we like what you're doing. We're going to get out there and support you. So, big ups to Fort Worth. I appreciate y'all. You guys freaking rock. I got to give you a couple of claps for that one because, yeah, y'all rock, man. So, yes, congratulate your freaking selves. But, all right, so, JoJo, I wanted to get your take on today, since today is National Side Piece Day, a.k.a. breakup day. Which is post Valentine's Day. You know, have you seen any craziness going on?
Yes, I did. There's this guy trying to talk to me, and his baby mama slash girlfriend was with him on Valentine's Day and then broke up with him yesterday.
So let me pick up my handy dandy notebook. All right, so let's start from the top. First off, you said you said this dude was trying to holler at you, correct? So he wrote writing it down in the handy dandy notebook. Next thing you said was his baby mama broke up with him when?
Yesterday.
So February 15th. Okay, National Breakup Day. Which is surprising because I would think people will wait till today to do that because of not wanting to seem ungodly like. But that's interesting. Okay, so let's be nosy. So what did he try to do today then since he got broken up with yesterday?
Well, he doesn't even live in Houston. He lives in San Antonio. But he hit me up yesterday and he asked me what I was doing. And I told him I was with my youngest. And I was like, how was your Valentine's Day? And he goes, oh, it was fine until this morning when, you know, she broke up with me. And I just started laughing. I know it's mean, but I just started laughing. I'm like, wow, she could have at least waited till Monday.
Oh, and on top of that, he was trying to talk to you while he was still talking to her?
He was trying to talk to me, but my little tail, I don't really pay any attention to anybody, so
but hold on,
he doesn't
let
far anyway.
Let's run this again. Was he talking to you before the 15th, or was he talking to you the 15th and up to the present time?
Before.
You know, he got to get the trickiest award.
He was talking to me before, but the thing is, before Valentine's Day, he was kind of keeping it on a friend's level. Once old girl broke up with him, that's when he started changing his game plan.
Okay, I know what's going on here. This play is going to be either he on the rebound for National Breakup Day, or he's trying to have a low-key national side piece day, like, yeah, my girl broke up with me, but then he's trying to talk to you to try to be cool so he can still have that backup plan. And then when the backup plan for all that, So then when old girl come back, you're going to be like, I'm going to talk to her, but I'm going to still try to talk to JoJo at the same time because I want to still talk to JoJo.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And then on top of that, I'm in Houston. He's in San Francisco. That's definitely not going to work. I'm too lazy to drive to the north side of Houston. That makes you think I'm going to go visit you in San Antonio.
When did he come visit you, though? That'll be the case.
That ain't happening. That ain't going to happen because it's very rare that I go out now. And even if I do go out, it's very rare I'm going to be seen with a guy that's trying to get with me. It's not really going to happen. And I'm busy. I have my 9-to-5 and I have my kids. I can go out if I want to. I'm lazy. I don't always want to go out. The whole hair and makeup and getting ready and
stuff the women have to go through, yeah.
And then on top of that, I have my modeling. So between my 9-to-5, my modeling, and my kids, I don't really have time like that. Not like I used to. I can make time if I want to, but no.
You know what I noticed? Because maybe you could come with me on this one, just based on what you just talked about. it's not that you don't, it's not that you won't be able to make time, but because you do so much, every little second counts. So if someone is wasting your time, you're going to get disinterested very quickly.
And it takes a lot to keep me interested because I lose interest quick.
Yeah, because me, like, I don't know about you personally, but like it's kind of like, but you were talking about like how you got to drive to San Antonio and all that. For me, I hate talking. I take talking on the phone to people who are right in my own city. You my own city. I got to talk to the phone to you all the time. I'm gonna get really disinterested. I start getting disinterested real quick because you gotta. It's like I get. You know, I'm a person. Like people know I talk with my hands, do all that. I'm just so animated. Like on the show, y'all kind of feel the animation by the way my voice projects how I'm feeling or something. But see me in person, and when people have seen me do the show live in person, like they are tripping out because it's like, wow, this dude really is that animated. And that's the thing. Like for me, I hate, and I'm talking on the phone. Like you both are in two different worlds. Like, okay, so I'm over here doing what I'm doing, and you over doing what you're doing. You watch, see, you gonna have too many distractions if you're not in the same vicinity as that person. And one of the things that made me not want to talk on the phone with someone too long is when they got too many side conversations going on. And I could barely hear as it is. So when people got too much dialogue going on, my head I can't process it that much. It's like you put too much strain into my hearing.
Yeah.
And then because people want to get mad because you don't want to talk on the phone to them too long if they busy or whatever. I'm a person because when someone calls me, I want to, I get them my undivided attention. I want the same. Like that's the thing, we gotta change. But like, God, we're so in. And that's why I like texting people. I hate texting, but I get why some people do texting. Because some people probably got
I
so
like
annoyed. I like talking to people more, but I think this is where I've came to, JoJo, like this for me. It's come to the point of it goes in this order. Hanging out with the person physically in person, talking on texting, and then talking on the phone is at the bottom of the totem pole for me now. Because it feels like when you talk to people on the phone, they get just, it's always, you got to try too hard to find something to talk about.
It's easier when you're with that person, like, face-to-face, just because they're right there. So your conversation and your attention is, like, focused on that because you're right there with the person. So you have to talk to them. But when you're on the phone, it's easy to lose your, you lose your concentration real quick when you're on the phone because you have so much stuff going on. You're probably watching TV. You're probably texting at the same time. Like, it's a lot going on. So your attention isn't just, your attention's not on that person.
Right. A lot of times I say I hate texting. I'm one of the people I really hate texting, but I've come to the point to where I much rather text because I just don't want the headache.
It's easier to text just because you're doing it at your own pace. And you don't feel like if you're busy, if you're at work or something, you don't feel like you're trying to focus on work and you're trying to make sure that they have your attention and they're not tripping because you're supposedly, quote-unquote, ignoring them. So it's easier to text, which is like it's better to just talk to the person face-to-face.
And it's not for just that, JoJo. It's for me, it's just the fact of not even that that they're just, like, busy. It's just I don't like all the extra background noise. Like when people are talking, like you talking and they talking to somebody else in the background a million times. It's too much going on, and especially when, because you know that person, the person who's in their vicinity physically, is going to have their attention more because they're right there in their face.
Yes.
And I'm one of the people, when you start not talking to the world, you know, I get real quiet to wait for you to stop, you know, get what y'all talking out, then you contact. And one thing I don't like, when a person calls me and they're having side conversations, I really feel like my time is being wasted then.
That's why I said, like, it's better to text. Unless you're physically with that person, it's better to text. But there are some people where you do get their undivided attention, you know, vice versa. But it just depends on what level you're on with that person as to how the conversation's going to go.
Right, but I hate talking on the phone. I used to like it, but it's just not the. It just I've gotten so worn out with people just then you gotta
ignoring
call them. Oh, okay, call you back. Well, I'll call you back. It's too much. I'll call you back going on because you got too much going on.
But people don't know how to communicate anymore. But then it's like too much going on. So why bother? You just
right.
get that point.
Here's
my like,
thing.
Why do I even bother? Why did I call you? I don't want to talk to you now. You're getting on my nerves. You're not even talking to me. You're talking to your dog.
Especially when they know you very well, and they know that at a certain time, usually you're doing something. Like for instance, I don't like people call me on days that they know I'm watching a show on that day. They know this show is going to be on this day, and they know I'm watching the show. I'm honest with you right off the bat that my attention not gonna be all the way there. So it's best to call you out. And that's why people don't get it's not that, you know, everybody wanna get mad and say, call me late at night. Everybody call you late at night just because it's freaky hours. Sometimes because all the shows that went off and all that, and so they want you to have that undivided attention. People gotta put kids to sleep. All that kind of stuff got to go on. So usually about 10, 11, that's the best time. That's my personal opinion. That's the best time to talk to somebody. Because ironically, the show goes off. Our show goes off at 10. So anytime today, this is good for me.
Not for me. I'm going to be watching a movie after 10, so I don't want anybody bugging me.
Here's the crazy thing, JoJo. When people I've talked to in the past have gotten mad because I was doing my show at the time. They were I was doing my show, and they're trying to call me, and they know that my show comes at a certain time, and they want to get mad because I didn't answer. You know my show was on, right? Like, for me, that runs me out the wrong way about them because. It shows two things. One, you get mad at me for no reason. And two, that means you're not paying attention to me that well. If you're paying attention, you would know better than you would know that, okay, this person's going to be doing, he's doing this show at this time. You know, stuff like that. It bugs me. But I guess it's why we're celebrating. I don't really give her a hoot today. Like, for me, I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to go hard. Even like you said, like you're busy. Me too. I'm like that too. But when I'm ready to, like, get in relationship mode, I'm going to go extra hard. So I expect the other person to do the same for me. And if I'm going 90, you going 20, you know, that's not going to work. We not in the school zone, baby. We out of school now. You got to step on the gas a little bit. At least go 60.
And not everybody understands that, though, so.
Right. It's not just about just being busy. It's just, I like to take life in as much as possible. And it's just not enough time because you never know when your time is going to be gone. So you don't want to have live with regrets that, man, I wish I would have did this, I wish I would have did this. You got to put the time in.
Well, I mean, it's like you make time for what's important to you. So if somebody's not making time for you, you're not important to them.
Right, or even on that spectrum, you're talking about if they not if
you can't force somebody
to
make time for you. You can't force somebody to put you in that position with them to where they see you as being either a priority or somewhat of a priority. They're going to place you in that position when they feel like, okay, I've talked to you long enough. I feel like you're that important in my life to where if I have some free time, I'm going to hit you up. Or if I'm not busy, I'm going to talk to you.
Right. Especially what makes you more mad is when you set aside a huge, substantial amount of free time and then the person just kind of flake on you. That shit be pissing me off. But, yeah, man. Those y'all just tuning in, this is, today is called President's Day, National Side Piece Day, and Breakup Day. We know in observance of Valentine's Day was on Saturday, February 14th. And today is a day that usually a lot of people start breaking up with each other or go their own separate ways or whatever. You know, there's some people were the food for the weekend or whatever just because it was out. They need somebody to be on Valentine's.
You know what? I know a guy that did that. He called up his ex and tried to make nice so he wouldn't have to go to Valentine's Day dinner by himself. But all the pictures he posted on Facebook, he, like, cropped her out. Like, he cropped her face out, so you didn't think it was her. And now she's talking about how he's single.
Jojo, this would make me mad. When a girl get mad at you because you hit them up after Valentine's. No, you know, especially if it's a girl that you would want to approach, but she just didn't know how to, and you hit up after Valentine's Day, she got the nerve to be mad because, oh, why didn't you hit me? So you want to wait till after Valentine's Day to hit me up? Why they always got to hit you up before? Like, that's stupid. Nobody. Some people don't really give a dang about dates, man. People just go with the moment. Some people go with the moment.
But not everybody's like that. Some people feel like, oh, my God, it's Valentine's Day. I have to go. You don't have to be with anybody. Valentine's Day is not a holiday. You're not going to die if you don't go out with somebody.
Right. I'm one of people, I'm more impressed that you try to get with me after Valentine's Day. That lets me know that you want this around for the gifts. And two, if you're a person, man, after so long of foolishness, it started to get hot outside. And when it started to get hot outside and they cuff me up yet, it's going to be all hard. It'll be that much harder to cuff me up. It'll get hot. It's not that I'm going to run around and be a thot, but it's just like, at that point in time, like, who trying to cuddle in the hot behind summer? Like, that's just, it's all hot and sticky. So.
Everybody's about to start breaking up because it's about to be spring break. So everybody's going to go to South Padre or something, and they're not going to want to have, you know, their significant other.
Texas Relays. That's what I'm excited for.
South by Southwest.
I'll be at Texas Relays. And a lot of people love when Texas Relays comes up. Why?
Podcast?
Because people cannot wait. Because I always do the show live from Austin. During that time, I was like a special broadcast during the weekend.
I was gonna have a bottle right there.
So let me find out you coming. You coming out there too? You coming out, man? We just do it, man. It'd be fun.
Can we have a bottle there though? That's all I'm asking. Can we have a bottle?
This would be the first time. that I would have actually, you know, if you do that for real, this would be the first time I actually have done with my actual co-host live in the person with me for the Texas Relays broadcast. A lot of times I broadcasted from the hotel lobbies because I tell you why.
I
want to
be where all the action
that way.
Is.
Because that's especially not doing it on Friday. I was doing it on the Friday nights because everyone's like barely getting to town. Most people are in on Saturday night for there. And
I want to do where all the action is.
Once you depend on the hotels, you actually. Two things I was noticing. The hotel lobby.
I want to be where the action is so they can all see all of my awesomeness.
So, hold on. So the hotel lobbies are always great. And if you can get a bar that's really, really, really cool, the lights do it somewhere like a patio, that's another good love. I tell you why the hotel lobbies, because if you do it on Fridays, like, you know, and every time I go, like, especially a couple years ago, the Hilton showed me so much love. They were very accommodating. Big ups to you guys over in Central Austin. Very nice. They looked out for your boy. And they gave them a nice little section to do my show at. Very comfortable. I talked to the manager when I got there. He looked out for me. Just make sure everything was set up right to where I felt comfortable doing the show at. And it was great because that atmosphere of people that, you know, everybody's coming in. And so they're like, people are like looking at, man, who this dude doing this show? They're like enamored. And it's just that live crowd is walking by. It's just beautiful. And so I like, that's why I like doing it. I always like doing the on-location shows. It's always fun doing those. Like, a lot of people, they get too comfortable just doing it in the same spot all the time. I like to travel with the show. It's fun.
You know what? We should get Mr. Kevin Anthony to come out there and perform while we do the show.
He ain't about that life.
We're Twittering. He's in Michigan.
I ain't gonna say it because I've had people from all over who I have met. Like, from all over, I wouldn't even thought I would meet. I'm like, I just met you, and you're from where? Like, that trips me out. So, I won't say never, because I've met fans of the show from New York, Ohio, North Carolina, Milwaukee. Just all over. ATL, to ATL, Florida, have came through. They watch me do the show live, all that stuff. So it's always great. I don't quite say never that I might not meet that person because I've been proven wrong plenty of times. But yeah, so man, y'all heard it here first, man. JoJo talking about coming out. This gonna be crazy. Oh, and I got a secret. I'm gonna hold this secret very tight until close to. That time,
I
got a
very
big surprise that'll be happening. That I'll be releasing something during Texas Relays weekend. You will have to find out, people, and wait closer to then. Bam, bam. All right, we out. And before we go out, make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. That will allow you to listen to all the shows. And you can listen to the shows either all the way back to episode 1 of the very first show I ever did. So, rolling down it, we'll remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy, Cedi J, and the awesome, the most awesome of the awesomest, JoJo in the building. All right, and JoJo, that's why I like my co-host. See, we be complimenting each other, and we fun like that. We just fun like that, but a lot of people can't do that. If JoJo, y'all saw JoJo dress, y'all be like, wow, man, your co-host is fun. All right, y'all. We out. See ya.